The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more terrible for the Tyre and the Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the nether world. For if the mighty deeds in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Gospel of the Lord. The Psalm 95 says, if today you hear his word, his voice, hearten, Lord, your heart. We know the Holy Spirit is within us. He's the light, he's the strength. When we baptize, we receive the Blessed Trinity. Especially the Holy Spirit is falling, is give us strength. Jesus promised, when I go to the Father, I will send the Holy Spirit to you. So it's so true today. Even by the time of, you know, the Old Testament, if today you hear his word, his voice of the Holy Spirit, voice of God, harden, Lord, your heart. Many times we know the truth. We know what should be done. But many times we don't follow our conscience. For the sake of convenience, we don't do much so that we can be more free, more free time. Because when you serve, especially living with your labor, it's not always easy. When you find out they did something, your conscience, you can say, you can give a helping hand or not. If not, then you're more free. If yes, then you'll be more busy. But there's a choice. It's whether it's really the will of God that's more important. It's not give or not give. If it is, it's a voice in yourself. It's to give. And if you don't, that means you're not listening to the voice, the inner voice. We call it the conscience. But that's very important. But how can we have listened to this voice unless we live in quiet, the moment of silence? But most of the time we don't. We occupy ourselves. Other than work, we have all the other things to do. Not even some minutes to stay quiet. We are not religious people, but at least we are called to live with the Lord. Spend some more time. To the whole time, the whole day. 10 minutes, 15 minutes of silence. It's helpful. Or reading one or two phrases in the Bible. Or just stay with the presence of the Lord. You say, I can't hear anything. You don't have to pray so that you can hear. But by the time you give yourself, you open your heart, you open yourself. In one way or another, there's a voice. The voice might not coming from yourself. Maybe from a neighbor. Many times you got inspiration. Just someone say something. Ah, that's the voice of the Holy Spirit through our labor. We have many guardian angels some visible, some invisible. Invisible, we don't see them. But visible, guardian angels, they are our neighbor. So treasure this presence. Don't think they are people obstructing you. Even people obstructing you, they're still your guardian angel. That's to show you that you're not that yet perfect, and you have to strive for this. Because Jesus says, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect.